The Holy Father has declared a year of consecrated life. This year began this past Sunday, November 30th. So in this year declared by the Holy Father, it seems well to reflect on the great good that the Lord has given this church for the benefit, the salvation of all the members. In the first place, we note that the term consecrated life, what the church refers to as consecrated life, we commonly call religious life. But we ought to note as well that all baptized, all those who enter into the church, those who are received into the church, whether they be infants or adults, these are all consecrated to the Lord. We are all consecrated to the Lord upon our baptism, meaning set aside for the Lord, dedicated to the Lord. So consecrated can be a term referred to all baptized members. But in a particular way, those whom we call religious, those who, that is, profess what we call the evangelical counsels of obedience, poverty, and chastity, these are set aside in a very particular way to the Lord, to dedicate themselves wholeheartedly to the Lord, offer up their lives as one continual sacrifice offering, pleasing to our Lord, to adhere more closely to the will of the Lord, to accomplish His will in the world, so that by their prayers, by their sacrifices, by their conformity to Christ crucified in a very particular manner, that they may be the leaven for holiness in the world. And so, not only for consecrated, i.e. religious, but for all baptized, we need to reflect upon the very great gift that the Lord has given to the church, and we need to do everything that we can, not only to value this form of life, but to support it, not only by encouraging vocations, but offering up our prayers for those who have entered into the consecrated life. You know, when the enemies of the church look to attack the church, one of the first things that they have done throughout the history of the church is attack the consecrated life, because they know that a great deal of good is done by those who observe faithfully this form of life, to seek to observe these counsels, which are not obligatory upon all, but those counsels which those who enter the consecrated life choose to make obligatory for themselves. So the enemies of the church, recognizing this great good, typically look first of all to attack the consecrated life, and especially the contemplative life, we might add. Not only that, but within the consecrated life itself, the enemy of souls